למען החי ורעי, למען החי ורעי, למען החי, החי ורעי, אדמת השלום בא, למען בית השלוקים, הבקשתו בא, למען בית השלוקים,
we're going to read excerpt number 17, excerpt number 14 from the document Ascents and Descents. When should one use pride in the work?
A person should pay attention to this and believe that the Creator is tending to him and guides him on the track that leads to the king's palace. It follows that he should be happy that the Creator is watching over him and gives him the descents as well. That is, a person should believe, as much as he can understand, that the Creator is giving him the ascents, since certainly a person cannot say that he himself receives the ascents, but that the Creator wants to bring him closer. This is why he gives him the ascents. Also, a person should believe that the Creator gives him the descents as well, because he wants to bring him closer. Therefore, every single thing that he can do, he must do as though he is in a state of ascent. Therefore, every single thing that he can do, he must do as though he is in a state of ascent. It is called an awakening from below. Each act that he does, he believes that it is the Creator's will, and by this itself, he is rewarded with greater nearing, meaning that a person himself begins to feel that the Creator has brought him closer.
Workshop question. Why do the descents actually advance us toward the Creator, the purpose of creation, and not the ascents? Why do the descents bring us closer to the purpose of creation, to the Creator, to Dvikut, and not the ascents? Please.
The descents is what allows us, what gives us the opportunity to come closer to the Creator, to correct the broken vessels, those desires that need to be reformed, corrected.
The descents actually show us the need to strengthen the Arvut between us, and if there is a descent, then it's a sign that we're ready for the following degree. We have to grab it by both hands, not to run away, and to thank the Creator that thanks to it will be more directed at Him.
Probably we can only pray for some kind of connection. Why the descents and not the ascents? I don't quite understand what difference that is, what does it make? Although in the descents there is some freedom, it's just another state. Really? I don't know.
Because in the descents, you get rid of all of the different slogans. You see that you're not really worth that much, that you don't have a real desire, and then you're at the point of choice. That there's the upper force, they're the friends, and that doesn't mean that much either, but at least there is the point of truth where you're disconnected from any illusions.
If the purpose is to come out from the ego and enter bestow, so descending into the ego is coming closer to bestow. The ascent where the ego feels good, it's clear to him what's going on, and then everything is in the right direction the way it sees it. You can only immerse more and more deeper into the ego if it won't change.
Our problem is that by nature we feel no need for the influence of the light. We're doing everything ourselves, and that everything's up to me, and because of that, we're not advancing. We're not in equivalence of form with the Creator, and surely not in none else besides Him. And the descents, they force us to undergo this scrutiny every time anew. They bring us to self-lowliness and to feel how far we really are, and still in the nature of reception and not bestowal.
It's to change modes, to understand that the descent is what advances us, and this is working the Creator. This is working at nights, and to remember that what comes from Him, all the burdenings, all the sufferings, so that we will come to Him, rise to Him. This is our source of work, the Creator. This is how He wants to raise us so that we will come to Him.
Yeah, the descent brings us to a need for us to feel that we're really needy of the Creator, that we have to find Him, that we need Him and for Him to build a new degree of connection for us, that we need Him in order to build a new degree of Arvut between us.
Perhaps in a descent you can clearly see that there's no way out of our nature. That this is a prison that you cannot escape, just cannot.
Rav, how can the group create such an atmosphere? Like, as though they're together in one car, suppose, and they can really drive the car through the ascents and descents together, so that inside this group, the ascents and descents will really be accepted and perceived as advancement. How do we build such an atmosphere in the group's chariot? In the group's chariot, that the ascents and descents are all the time advancing us.
Shemargishim sheyoshvim
that we feel like we're all really sitting in one car. And sure, we feel ascends, descends, different things. The path is really distorted, corrupted, but actually because of this, we're advancing. That all the corruptions along the way, they help us to become more and more connected. And according to the intensity of our connection, can we advance? It's not that the car can move on its own, but the more we connect upon all the obstacles and different things along the way, all the jumps, as a result of our greater connection, we advance. So how do we build such an atmosphere inside the group, inside our womb, and advance? Please.
This atmosphere already exists here in the tents. I always ask myself, what does it mean to get strength from the group? And then when you're at home alone for different reasons, then you understand the meaning of it. We don't really get what help we receive from each other. And every day we come here mainly or just because of the support of the group. And that is something great because we see our advancement as a mutual advancement. We sit in the same car. And the different states we've been through, it also strengthens us more in the path and gives us self-confidence as well.
Yeah, really, the group creates such an atmosphere that only if you remember that everything's coming from the Creator can you advance to feel that you're in this motion of spiritual realization, as opposed to this world where the ascents and descents are like stop, go, but in spirituality there is only go if you relate it all to the Creator.
It's like Ramchal duty. At every given moment in the tent there are friends who push forward internally and externally. Doesn't matter how, and in every given moment there are friends who are going through this scrutiny of dissent, which we just said is what mainly pushes us forward, and one motivates the other. The friends in dissent, they create an inner deficiency, a demand for change. The friends in an ascent, they give those friends the strength and the importance which perhaps they're lacking at that moment. It's like a single unit.
If a ten feels as one body, then it's like a wheel that as if some are going forward, some are going backwards, and that's how it's supposed to be.
And to understand that the ten is in it together, a person alone has no chance of being alone in this battle if he doesn't have the supports of the ten and the ten protection. It's like a dance. We spoke about it yesterday. Once you're up, one other time you're down, and we have to go through it together.
Yeah, we have to reach a point where we go through this together, and eventually we redefine what ascents and descents are, that the descent is the decreasing of our, it's a descent in our connection, not a good or bad feeling toward one or another friend, but it's about the yearning, and when we feel a descent, it's like a clarion for us to understand that we need the Creator even more, and this is how we all feel in one car without taking my own personal feelings into consideration.
Yeah, but how do we build such an atmosphere? Now we're describing a state where we're just driving, but what can we do in order to accelerate or to advance? Not naturally the way the card goes down, so it goes down. Perhaps we have to uplift each other to overcome the gravity of Earth, of our ego, which ties us absolutely. Perhaps we can add something in order to rise a little, because we are in the face, in the mad, but we're not sitting on this cartridge. It's not that we're above ground. We're touching it with our nose, and I don't think this is an optimal advancement. This is not the atmosphere we should build.
To
build an atmosphere.
We're reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, page 492, item 37.
But during the day, we're returning to this same exercise to feel that all of us, the entire ten, are sitting in the same car upon all the disturbances, and actually because of the disturbances, we advance in our connection above the disturbances we connect. There, in our connection above the disturbances,